Brachos Perak Beis Mishnah Aleph. Hayakor b'Torah, v'higiyaz manam mikra. This person was reading from the Torah. There's a machlokes, you know, that there's a machlokes whether mitzvah strichas kavana. So we'll go according to the mandamer that the Rav says we paskin like that mitzvah strichas kavana. So if a person was reading v'higiyaz manam mikra and it came time for Kriya Shema, im kivin libo, so he happened to have been reading the parash of Kriya Shema in the Chumash, the Torah, and he was mechavin to be mekayim the mitzvah of parshas of Krishma, yotzah. So only then is a yotzah. V'mlav lo yotzah. But if he does not have in mind to be yotzah the mitzvah of Krishma, he's rather just reading the parsha of Shema without having in mind to be yotzah the mitzvah. He's not yotzah the mitzvah of Krishma. Next, the prakim. Prakim is the breaks that are in between the paragraphs of, we'll see, whether it's Krishma or the brachas. So we'll see later on. So in these prakim, you know, but in these breaks, shalom mipnei hakavod, so a person is allowed to ask shalom to somebody, to say shalom aleichem, to ask shalom for somebody mipnei hakavod. So we're going according to the Rav that he's able to ask shalom for a person that's fitting, like his father or his Rebbe or somebody that's a bigger talmud chacham. Umeshiv. And obviously it goes without saying that if somebody would come over and wish him shalom, he can respond in the same way. So he's able to ask, it's the same level. He's able to ask somebody that he's supposed to be mechaben and he can answer them. Uve emtza. And if he's in the middle of the paragraphs of Krishma, shom upni hayira, umeshiv, divreb meir. So here he can only ask because of yira. Now the Rav explains that yira is fear for his life. So while he's in the middle of the parashas of Krishma, in the middle of the paragraphs himself, the only time he's allowed to ask somebody and or answer, so Reb Meir says, Shalom Reb Meir Umeshiv, Div Reb Meir. So Reb Meir holds that either or, only if he fears for his life. Reb Yehuda Omer, Be'emtza, so Reb Yehuda is more makel. So he says like this, Be'emtza, if he's in the middle of the paragraph, one of the paragraphs of Krishma, Shalom ipnei hayira, he's able to ask and initiate shalom if he's afraid of his life. Umeshib ipnei hakavod. But here's the kula, is that if somebody would come and ask him, like somebody that he should be mechabed, like his parents, and they came in and said shalom to him, there he can answer me'ikra din ipnei hakavod, which is not what Reb Meir said. Biprakim, and if we're dealing with between the paragraphs, Shalom l'pnei hakavod umeshiv shalom l'chol adam. Between the paragraphs, he's allowed to even ask. He's allowed to ask somebody for shalom, to say shalom to somebody that he's supposed to be mechabed. And when it comes to answering, and if he's middle of the actual paragraphs, he's able to be meshiv shalom l'chol adam. I'm sorry, not the middle of the paragraphs. If he's between the paragraphs, he's able to be meshiv shalom l'chol adam. He's able to answer Shalom Aleichem to anybody as long as he's in between the paragraphs.